الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah, one of the beauties of weekly Ijtima is that we tend to hear about the blessings of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It says, من صلى علي يوم الجمعة كانت شفاعة له عندي يوم القيامة. That I will intercede on the day of judgment for the one who sends durood upon me on the day of Friday. So try to recite as much durood as possible unto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will not only benefit from reciting durood sharif, but inshallah we'll gain the blessings as well. So I hope inshallah, including myself as well, we can dedicate to reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone makes the intention? Inshallah. Allah Azza wa Jal reward us. We can also be present at the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and recite durood upon him. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A very famous and beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I want you to listen to this very carefully. He says that one day, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sitting, he smiled. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fidaka ummi wa abi, Ya Rasulullah, why did you smile? Ab muskurai kyun? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, two people from my nation will fall upon their knees in the court of Allah. One will say, O Allah, I seek justice from you in dealing with him, for he oppressed me. He was nasty to me, he was rude to me, he oppressed me. And Allah Azza wa Jal will say to the claimant, what can this poor man do now? He has no good deeds. And the man, he says that, Ya Allah, add my sins into his book of deeds. He doesn't have any good deeds to give me. Give my sins to him. After saying this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to cry. And he said, that will be a significant day for everyone. Everyone will be in need of lightening their burden on the day of judgment. You know, today, when we talk about the day of judgment, I talk about it quite a lot. Maybe we all talk about the day of judgment. But do we even realize what the day of judgment will be like? Your father, your mother, they will come to us and they will say, son, I did so much for you. And no one will be able to deny that. Our parents have done a lot for us. And the person, he will reply that, mom, I know you did a lot for me. Aapne mere saath bahut kuch kiya hai. But today, I need every deed that I can give. I cannot even give you one deed. Ek neki bhi maine de sakta. Same with the father. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reminding us that that day will come when no one will be able to carry your sins. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, he will say to the oppressed man, look what is in front of you. Look what is in front of you. And the man will reply that, Ya Allah, I see great cities of gold and grand palaces before me that are decorated with pearls. Which prophet, Siddiq or martyr are these cities and palaces for? Allah Azza wa Jal will say, they are for the one who pays the price. And the person, he will say that, Ya Allah, who can pay the price of these palaces, of these beautiful cities, who can pay the price? Allah Azza wa Jal will say, you can. And the person, he will say that, Ya Allah, how can I pay the price of these palaces? Allah Azza wa Jal will say, by forgiving the rights of your brother. Because you're asking me to give your sins to him because he hasn't got any good deeds for you. Now I want you, if you want to go to that palace, if you want to go and live in them cities, you have the price to pay. I want you to forgive your brother. And he says that the man, he will say that, Ya Allah, I have forgiven my brother all his rights. Allah Azza wa Jal will say, take your brother's hand and both of you enter the gardens of paradise. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fear Allah and reconcile between creation, for Allah Almighty will also reconcile between Muslims on the day of judgment. What a beautiful story. What a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Reconcile with your brothers. Reconcile with them. If they've done anything wrong to you, forgive them. If they ask you for forgiveness, forgive them. Because on the day of judgment, there is a very famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who does not have mercy, does not deserve mercy. Just like me and you and everyone, we all make dua, don't we? Namaz ke baad sare dua karte na, Allahumma ghafirli. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, forgive us. We all make dua. Rabbana atina fi dunya. Rabbi ja'alni muqima salah. Rabbana ghafirli. We make this dua again and again. Why? Because we want Allah to forgive us. On the other hand, we have a Muslim that comes to us and says, I ask you for forgiveness. What do we say? Mari ja sakti maaf na karna. I'll die, but I'm not going to forgive you. But at the same place, we say, Ya Allah, forgive me. It doesn't work like that. If you ask Allah for forgiveness, then we should have this in our hearts, that I should be forgiving other people as well. The day of judgment has not yet taken place. For all of us who are sat here, including myself as well, we need to look at ourselves. Is there anyone in my family, especially our family, because they are our most nearest and dearest ones. Is there anyone in your family that has come to you or that has done something wrong, has come to us and says, look, I'm really sorry. And we said to them, get away from here. Don't even come back to my door again. Don't you even give me salam anymore. I don't know, want to talk to you. If that is the case, then what's going to happen to us on the day of judgment? If we turn someone now on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal can say, I'm not saying he will say it, but he can say that my slave came to you, asked for forgiveness, you never forgave him, and you want me to forgive you, go away from here. There's a very beautiful, another beautiful hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, on the day of judgment, you will certainly fulfill the rights of those who are entitled, such that even a hornless goat will take revenge from a horned one. Even animals will take revenge, but they will all finish, they will die. But humans and jinns will be accountable for what they have done in this world. Now let's all look ourselves. Where is it that I could go up to another Muslim and I could say sorry to him? Where is it that I can go up to someone and if he asks for forgiveness, I can forgive him? Today, we live in a world where there is no sukoon. If you talk to any person, they all say, sukoon hai nahi hai. We've got the money. 60, 70 years ago, our parents, our grandparents had no money, but they had sukoon in their heart. Today, we've got money, plenty of money, but there is no sukoon left in our lives. Why? Some of the things is that we worry about too much about other people. We worry about them. Why has this person done this to me? Why has he got a successful business? I was in a meeting the other day, and people were talking amongst themselves. This meeting was a Fatiha Khani. It was a Fatiha Khani where everyone was sat there. Instead of reading Zikrullah, doing something, all they were talking about, Sunaya fulane karubar khuli ki nahi, raus kisra kita, ya tarah saal ho inse yao aite. How can that guy have a business? He's only been living here for 3 years. We've been living here for 40 years. We couldn't make what he's made in 3 years. What's wrong with that? If he's made, you know, a good home for himself, if he's made a good business for himself, good luck to him. Why are we, ma'azallah, talking bad about him? And such words that were coming from their mouths that I wish everything is destroyed. He's a drug dealer. He does this, he does that. And where are we sat? We're sat in the masjid. Or aikiya Fatiha khani wasa. This is the mentality that we have today. Listen to another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going to read the verse of the Quran first. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in the Quran, para number 26, Suratul Hujurat, verse number 10. Translation from Kanzul Iman. The Muslims are brothers to each other. Therefore, make peace between your two brothers and fear Allah so that you may attain mercy. Yeah, we are brothers. We might not be blood brothers, but we are brothers in Iman. And this relationship that we have, the brothers in Islam, in Iman, is a very, very great relationship. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, shall I not inform you of an action that is superior to fasting, salah, and giving charity? Namaz to be koi afzal cheez hai. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I'm going to tell you an action that is better than fasting, better than offering your salah, and better than giving charity. And the Sahaba ikram, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please let us know what that action is. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, that action is to reconcile between two individuals who are upset with each other. For the corruption that takes place among those who are upset severes goodness. Yani be good to them. Make sure that you make brothers. If they split up with someone, if they split up with each other, families have, you know, they've split up with each other, husband and wife have stopped talking to each other, two brothers have stopped talking to each other, two sisters have stopped talking to each other. The brother doesn't talk to his sister. The sister doesn't talk to her brother. Instead of making things worse, make them come together. Make them come together. Islam is such a beautiful deen that the scholars, they say, even if you have to lie to bring two brothers together, you are allowed to. Halanke lying is a very big sin. It's a grave sin. But here you are allowed to lie because you want to get two people together. Now, another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, it is permissible to reconcile between Muslims except for that reconciliation which makes the haram into halal and the halal into haram. Obviously, we're not going to reconcile people when they are committing sins. But here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, that reconcile between these two people. I know many people in our society, in our community, in our neighborhood that don't talk to their brothers. Their blood brothers, sakke pra, don't talk to anyone. Ek dusre, they don't want to see each other. But there's no one to pull them together. There is no one to reconcile them. But rather what happens? People are, you know, as they say, on in the chabi pirne are bong. There's so many people that will make things worse for them. I know for a fact that two brothers fallen out with each other. And, you know, we were trying to get them together again. And now, you know, you see, you know, we were in a state where we were nearly there. You know, they were sat, you know, alhamdulillah, they were talking to each other and they hugged each other. They said sorry to each other. The next day, they were still the same. Why? Because someone said, he lied to the other brother that your brothers just did this to him. And he fell apart again. That person who was responsible for that, does he not fear the wrath of Allah on the day of judgment? Does he not fear that Allah Azza wa Jal will grip him? Your ibadat on one side, your hajj, your roze, your zakat, your charities, whatever you do on one side. If we try to reconcile a Muslim, that is one of the biggest deeds that you can do. It's mentioned in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, it is not permissible to obey someone if it involves disobeying Allah Almighty. Obedience is only in the righteous matters. So when you are reconciling two Muslims, make sure that you understand what the problem is. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, the benefits of reconciliation is that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, it is not permissible for a Muslim to break ties with his brother for more than 3 nights. How many nights? 3 nights. It's not permissible. Jais niye, to not to talk to your brother for more than 3 nights. And the first to reconcile will be the first one to enter paradise. Narazgi hogi hai. Someone's fallen out. Be the man and say, look, it's my fault, I'm sorry. Even if it's not your fault, try to reconcile with someone. Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in their teens, they fell out with each other. Now this wasn't a falling out like we see today. You know, it was an innocent fallout. And Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that when I found out, I went to Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I said to him, people consider you both to be their leaders. Do not break ties with one another. Go to your brother and speak to him, for you are the younger one. The little one should go first and say sorry. So Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Imam Hussein, you are the youngest one, you should go to Imam Hassan and say sorry to him. What a beautiful reply. Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, if I had not heard the statement of Allah's Messenger that the one who first to reconcile will be the first to enter paradise, I would definitely go and visit him, but I do not wish to enter paradise before my brother. And I do not want to enter paradise before my brother. So therefore I want him to come to me. I'm already, alhamdulillah, happy with him. I'm okay with him. And then he says that Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that hadith to him, Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Sadaqa akhi, my brother has spoken the truth. He stood up, he went to Imam Hussein, they hugged each other and they became friends again. So someone who goes to someone to say sorry to him. Now remember, ek Urdu sher hai na, dana khak mein milkar gule gulzar banta hai. You have a seed, you put it into the ground. What comes out of the ground is a beautiful flower. Lower yourself, humble yourself. And inshallah, the more humble you are, the more you lower yourself. You know, rather than having this attitude, who the hell is he? I'm not going to back off. I know who am I, janab, me fulan bradrina bada, me fulan, who I'm not going to back off. You know, that person has to say sorry to me. I'm never going to say sorry to him. And sometimes people say, you know, whatever I said was right. Sometimes you talk to each other and you say to the other person that, you know, you backbite against him. That's not a good thing to do. That's not a good attitude. Why? Because that just teaches you that that person, he's got an attitude problem. That person thinks that he's better than the other person. Halanke, the best of creation is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was always the first to say sorry. He was always the first one to say sorry. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he announced in one of the gatherings in the Ijtimaas, he says, if I owe anybody anything, caused harm to someone's life, possessions or honor, then my life, my possessions and my honor are at hand. So he put himself forward. He says, if I've done wrong to anyone, who is this person? This is the Prophet of Allah. He's our leader, he's our guide, he's our teacher, he's our mentor. He's the one that we learn from. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, they should take what they are own in this world. None of you should fear that I become upset with them. There was a verse in the Quran, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwatun fa aslihu bayna akhawaykum wattaqullaha la'allakum turhamun. So here we want to understand that as humans we will make mistakes, we will make errors. For the other person, if just like Hafiz Sahab just told me I made a mistake in reading the verse, what if he said to me, Janab, you made a mistake, you know, whilst you were reading the Quran, what are you doing? You know, kya kya islah kiya hai na, acche tarike se. That's what we need to do as well. I get a lot of parents, especially fathers, coming into the ijtima, and they'll grab me outside and they say, I bore my son with me. Is he the akal sahau? Koi ne gal bujna sari. The other day I was in a masjid, and Babaji comes up and he says, I bore my son with me. Janab is bada tang kitawa ka ara saki. Can you tell him something? Can you tell him off? And I said, Babaji, you've said it to him now. Aapne to bata diya. You let everyone know. Just imagine if a father stands up and says, this is my son, he doesn't listen to me. Is your son going to say, Aya abba dil khush kariri? Yeah, dad, you made me so happy. He's not going to say that. He's going to feel upset. He's going to feel ashamed that my dad's told everyone. But here, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, even if you have to do someone's islah, make sure that you do his islah when there is no one there. Aram se pyar muhabbat ke saath uski islah karein. We all make mistakes. And then sometimes, make sure that if you are trying to do islah of someone, if you want your son to stop smoking, what do you need to do? A buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a woman came to him with a child. And she says, can you tell my son not to eat sugar cane? Yeah, don't eat that. And the buzurg, he says to the woman, come back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow. So the woman came back tomorrow and she says, Huzur, Ya Sayyidi, I came back yesterday. You told me to come today. And he says to the son, my son, don't eat sugar cane. And she says, you asked me to come back again. You could have said this yesterday. And the buzurg rahmatullah alayhi says, because I love sugar cane as well, I first stopped it myself and then I've told him to stop it as well. So we've got the father with a cigarette in his hand. Mare putri aho cigarette na piya, they're not good for him. Ji theek hai, inshallah, definitely. He's already learned a lesson from you. It doesn't happen like that. So isse pehle hame khud dekhna padega. If I, for example, the father and his child was there as well, and he goes, I've got another child at home, Hafiz Sahab, he doesn't listen to me. I'm really worried about him. I'm worried about his education. And you think to yourself, you know, Waqi, maybe there's a problem. And you know, we talked for about half an hour. This is what you need to do. Make sure he comes to the ijtima. Madni kafle mein uskur lekar jaye. Half an hour I did a bayan. At the end I said, what's his age? Ajata chiyansa alana. Oh my God. He's only 6 years old. And look at the way he's worried about him. And I asked him, Baba ji, do you come to the masjid yourself? Oh, damn, labranata, main namaz padi yodi na. Do you offer your 5 times salah? Chut kai mara namaza mein kona itni apanna. How can I tell your son to become a namazi when you don't become a namazi? You know, they say, you've got to do it yourself before you tell others as well. They say there will be a person who will be given the orders to go to the fire of hell. When he goes to the fire of hell, he will see people there that he recognizes. And these people will say to them, Hazrat, you are the one that stopped us from committing sins. How come you ended up in this place? And he will say, I used to tell you off, but I never used to stay away from them myself. So make sure that we, whatever we preach, we try to act upon it as well. And this is the beauty of Islam. Look at your families. Look at your brothers and sisters. Look at your friends. If there is anything between us, alhamdulillah, I can put my hand on my heart and say, I do not have anything with any of my family members. Theek karaj, naraazgiyan chalniyan rehniyan. But alhamdulillah, I've never been part of it. I've never ever been part of any of these in my family, alhamdulillah. And that's made me a sense that alhamdulillah, I could sit down and reconcile between other people as well. And if we are the ones that don't talk to each other, I don't talk to my father, janab, mein panch waqt namazi bhi hai. I've got a beard, I've got the Imam Sharif, I read my namaz, and then I go and I stir things up in people. What's your namaz? Namaz will stop you. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. That indeed salah will stop you from indecency. Namaz behayai aur bure kaamu se rokti hai. What is the problem? My namaz doesn't stop me. The reason is that Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever He has said is haq. We need to look ourselves. How come my salah is not stopping me from doing these kind of things? How come my salah is not mellowing me down? How come my salah is making my heart become more harder? The reason could be that I do not, first of all, my salah, there's many mistakes in that as well. And then the other thing is, we listen to a lot of outsiders. And I know for a fact that people wanted a few months ago, husband and wife fell out with each other and they rang Mufti Sahab. And Mufti Sahab said, okay, have you tried your family? They said, Hazrat, we tried the family. They made things worse for us. The families made things worse for them. They came to a stage where the husband was just about to give talaq to his wife. You know, the wife, she said, okay, let's get my parents involved. Amma abba again, you know, tu san sari bachi ki tang kita, all these kind of stuff. Janne no tu sagi asa kuna. Instead of making things better, they made things worse. Then the son's mother and father went, oh, all ulta. And things, and I don't know what the case is now, but this is where we live in today. No one is willing to back off. No one is willing to say sorry to each other. No one has, you know, is in this mindset that, okay, it's my, even if that person's fault, I'll forgive him. My fault, I'm sorry I said this. And if we don't do this, today our families are breaking up. And you know what, the wazifa that we read, apne karu khane, I don't read from that. What do? They don't support me. I support myself. That's not right. That's not a good attitude. Your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your nieces, your nephews, your aunties, they are your blood relations. They are mentioned in the Quran. They are your zawil qurba that have been mentioned in the Quran. And we are breaking relations with them. My parents have passed away. How am I with my uncle? Chache ki zameer sahi hai ta kya? Kya mar jeen hi khatam ho gaya. I don't talk to my mamu anymore. Mar jeen khatam. Who are you breaking relationship? Yet I'll boastfully say, I've got 5,000 friends on Facebook, you know. I tell you, them 5,000 friends are nothing compared to your own relationship. You know, they say, you know, a lot of people sometimes they say, you know, they talk about relationship. We were in a meeting the other day, young lads, you know, and they were talking about relationships. Oh, that relationship, they're not there. My brother doesn't take care of me. He doesn't care of me. You know, he doesn't look after me. These kind of things are not good to say. Mellow down, apne aap ko narm karein, jhuk jayein. And inshallah, this is a very, very big lesson for me and for yourself as well. If we want to make a better life in our community, this is exactly what we need to do. This is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we should act upon. And not only us, we need to make our families act upon as well. If you have fallen out with someone in your family, don't. Sometimes we talk about them amongst our children. Bacche bechare baithe hue hote, and we're there cursing our father, we're there cursing our uncles and aunties. Now don't go to them. And these innocent children, what are they going to learn from that? What mom and dad are doing is right. You know, don't go to uncle's house. You know, there was an incident, there was a very big fight in the masjid regarding what? You know, two children fighting one another. But that wasn't the main case. The case was that these children were listening to their parents cursing their relatives, and they've gone to the masjid, and so something's happened, and they said, oh yeah, this is why my mom says this about your mom. Or this is why my dad says this about your dad. It kicked off from there. Why do you talk about your relatives in front of your children? Leave them alone. Let them have an innocent life. Oh, bache bichare chote chote hote. They don't like their mamu anymore. They don't like their chachu anymore. They don't like their khala anymore. They don't like their aunties anymore. Why? Because mom and dad talk bad about them. They'll pick up on that. Let them live a simple life. They're only children. Let them grow up. And then for us, mellow down. Sare niyat karte hain, inshallah. اب اگر کسی کے تحت ہے نا کوئی اسی طرح کے ایک واقعہ ہے نا there was a bayan going on and it was regarding reconciliation and one person he stood up and he went back home. His puppy wasn't talking to him. So he went straight to his puppy's house and he said, look puppy, I'm sorry, it's my fault, I'll say sorry to you, please forgive me. And then he came back to the ijtima and the sahabi رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ that was doing the bayan, he says, why did you walk off and then you came back again? He goes, when you were mentioning reconciliation, I remembered that I don't talk to my poopy. So therefore, I went there, I reconciled with her. Alhamdulillah, I've forgiven her, she's forgiven me. Alhamdulillah, we're on talking terms. Agar hum bayan sunen, kahe ke bayan ta bada sona si, lekin chache ki ta maaf kari sakne, nana abba marne bhai ke sarne ne kaha, maar jeen khatam kari hue. These are wrong. If your dad has said something, aise masail hote hain na pyare islam bhaiyo. We just grab hold of them. Chodo yara, forget it. Brush them under the carpet. Live a good life. Sometimes people are in this mentality, you know, bichare pareshan. Why are you worried? You were worried about other people's success. Usna karobar kiya, tarakki kari gaya. Why is mine's gone down the drain? Why are these brothers? You know, even to an extent, we can't even see two brothers talking to each other. We can't even see that as well. Takona o doe pra apasi gappan laanen. You know, Allah karay apasi evi trutan jisasa trutte Allah. Hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is the mentality that we have. They're still going to get better. Allah unko aur tarakki dega. You're going to go down me. Aaj niyat kare pyare Islam bhaiyo. We've probably heard this bayan many times. I've said this bayan many times. Let's walk away from here with a different mentality. Let's lower ourselves. جو نرم دل ہوتے ہیں اللہ ان سے محبت کرتا ہے تو پیارے اسلام بھائیو کوشش کریں انشاءاللہ عز و جل کسی کے ساتھ ناراضگی ہے if you've fallen out with anyone just say sorry to them. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, mujhe umeed hai. If there's anyone that I don't talk to, I follow now with them. Inshallah, don't go to sleep before you say sorry to them. Ena hai subah se jaasa. Maybe you might not be alive to say sorry to them. So inshallah, sare niyat karte hain. Aaj ke baad na inshallah, bas apna zehn rakhe. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, someone said to him, oh, show off. And Imam Sahib sent him a gift. And he goes, why did you send him a gift for? He said, show off to you. He was rude to you. Imam Sahib said, I'm not showing off. What he said to me, in actual fact, he's given me his good deeds. And if someone gives me a gift of good deeds, maine alwa bhej diya hai, to kya hua? To in koi banda ghar buri aaya hai na, usse to alwa pakao pakka. Sona suji na alwa. Make that for them and send it to them. Hey, Hazrat, I heard you said bad things about me. Please accept this as a gift. Alhamdulillah, thank you for giving me your good deeds. Niyat? Inshallah. Sare niyat karte hain. Allah Ta'ala hame amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye. What I've said today, may Allah Azza wa Jal give me the ability and all of us the ability as well. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, when we die from this world, this last point, you know, when we fall out with our relatives and our blood brothers, when there's a death in the family, what happens? That same person that never went to visit him in the hospital when he was ill, he was dying in hospital, he was there saying, Mari jaye to main janaze pe na jana. Yeah. And then when he dies, you go to his janaza, what's the point? Ab kya fayda hai? Why have you gone to his janaza for? Yeah. All the life you've been pestering him, you've been really rude and nasty to him, and now all of a sudden he's passed away, you're there in the janaza, you're making dua for him. We need to ask this ourselves. You know, one day will come when we will die as well. When we die, if these things are in front of us, what are we going to reply to Allah? Kya jawab denge Allah ki bargah mein? What are we going to say that, Ya Allah, this is how I lived my life? As they say, when a person dies, some people will talk good about him. And the scholars, they mention, if people talk good about a person who's passed away, Allah will be, inshallah, grant him his mercy as well. Allah will be good to him as well. But if people talk bad about him, theek hai ji, jaan chuti hai, mari gaya, jaan chuti hai, usne bolo. Because people were fed up with him. He was a very bad person. Then remember, Allah will deal him in that same manner as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us. And may Allah Azza wa Jal make our heart a heart that forgives other people as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I'm a mubarak for you.